Pocahontas County School Superintendent Terrence Beam explained to the Board of Education at their August 7th meeting that teachers will be reporting to the high school on Thursday, August the 10th for a full day of continuing education. They will then report to their schools on Friday and Monday for staff development and training, while Tuesday, August 15th will see the teachers preparing their classrooms for the arrival of the students on Wednesday, August 16th, when the 2017-2018 school year officially begins. Mr. Beam also told the board members that he has now provided the school building authority signed copies of the major improvement project, which was officially approved by the board at their last meeting. This clears the way for the schools to hire an architect and begin to advertise for bids on the over $900,000 SBA project, which will replace the water tower and sewer system at Pocahontas County High School, as well as make repairs to the school's vocational building. In other actions at this short board meeting, the last meeting before school reopens, the board reviewed and authorized the payment of bills, accepted grant awards, and approved the July 8th and the August 8th payrolls, as well as the June bank reconciliation report. They approved a contract with Diana Smith and one with David Wamsley, both certified school psychologists, to provide services to the schools during the upcoming school year. They approved the placement of the school athletic policy on a 30-day comment. They also granted permission for the Taylor family, who reside in Pocahontas County, to enroll their child in the Randolph County schools this year. The board approved two volunteer assistant coaches, Alan Taylor for soccer and Lawrence Skeeter Workman for football. Following a short executive session, the board approved the professional and service personnel agenda, which can be found with this story on our website, www.AlleghenyMountainRadio.org. Tim Walker, Allegheny Mountain Radio News.